The DLP leader raises concerns over the electoral process on nomination day. Meantime, the incumbent member of Parliament for St. John, Charles Griffith, told the gathering that there have been issues with voter apathy. Bishop Michael Maxwell calls on politicians to uphold dignity and respect this election season, and at least one person seriously injured after an accident with a PSV and another motor car triggers a mass casualty response at Astrid in St. Thomas. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, arrived at the Lodge School this morning for nomination day, expressing deep concern about the electoral process. Met by placard-waving supporters, Mr. Thorne told a media briefing that many Barbadians are being denied their right to vote, describing the process as seriously flawed.
There was a large crowd at the EBC offices yesterday, and people were concerned that they were not being given enough time to exercise a basic, a fundamental right to vote. The government must understand how serious this is. We have been approached by several people. We have looked at the list and we have seen irregularities. And I'm going to repeat that one of the children of David Thompson was taken off the list. I'm going to repeat that one of our candidates who is alive and well in Barbados today, Mr. Ainsley Granger, who is our candidate for the constituency of St. Michael East, he was taken off the list as well. There are several dead people whose names appear on the list. There are several living people whose names do not appear on the list. A list of 8,291 persons.
Political leader of the DLP, Ralph Thorne. Meantime, the incumbent member of Parliament for St. John, Charles Griffith, of the Barbados Labour Party, arrived at the Lodge School with a large entourage. He told the gathering that there have been few issues in the parish as he addressed voter apathy.
We are wise in terms of what is happening. You cannot just parachute into St. John and expect that the people in St. John is going to embrace you. If you move away from a constituency that voted for you twice, I am not worried. The people in St. John, they have seen the work. They will see what will continue to happen. So I'm not worried about second or third party.
But this question was specifically to voter apathy.
I mean, you're going to get that. I mean, voter apathy is something that happens all the time. People will be dissatisfied because they believe that they didn't get what they were looking for. So one or two people will be frustrated with the process. But I think by and large, the people in St. John will come out and vote for the continual progression and upliftment of their parish.
That's Charles Griffith. Most of the Democratic Labour Party candidates start their nomination process at 1 p.m. However, Randall Rouse in St. Joseph was quite early, and he spoke about his chances at the polls going again.
I'm here this morning to deliver my nomination papers, and I'm very pleased with the support I'm getting within the constituency. I think that this constituency needs some person who will lobby to make certain that the infrastructure is taken care of. I know that there are a lot of young men, especially in this constituency, who are just jobbing. They're not fully employed, they're underemployed. I am very hopeful that this will be my time. As you would know, I have contested the seat several times already, but this time I'm getting the type of support that I've never ever gotten in all the times that I contested the seat.
That's DLP candidate for St. Joseph, Randall Rouse. In St. Michael Northwest, the incumbent, Neil Rowe, says this is his time again. He declares that he's been working feverishly in that constituency and expects to repeat as the MP again.
Streetlight installation, jobs. And I have intentions that when I am re-elected, I would like to add more on top of what I have done so far. And I just want to assure the people that my representation remains genuine and it's about them and not me. And I just want to assure them that I will continue to do my best and make sure that I improve the livelihoods and the living conditions for every single person that I represent within this constituency.
That's the BLP's Northwest candidate, Neil Rowe, in the lunchtime edition. Anglican Bishop of the Diocese of Barbados, the Right Reverend Michael Maxwell, has offered an open message to all politicians this election season. Bishop Maxwell is calling upon all who offer themselves for public service to conduct their campaigns in a manner that honors God and respects the dignity of every citizen, including those of the opposing political parties.
This season invites each candidate and canvasser to reflect the values that strengthen our democracy and build up our communities. We encourage all involved in the electoral process to be virtuous, orderly, trustworthy, ethical, and sincere in all of their words and actions as they seek the VOTES votes of our people. To be virtuous is to walk in integrity. Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 states and urges us to think on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure.
That's the Anglican Bishop of Barbados, the Right Reverend Michael Maxwell. One person was seriously injured after an accident with a public service vehicle and another motor car triggered a mass casualty response at Ashford and St. Thomas this morning. Starcom Network News understands the individual is receiving critical medical attention at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. School children were injured and some received medical attention on the scene while others opted for private care. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw addressed the matter.
The Ministry of Educational Transformation immediately dispatched school officers from the secondary section to lend support to the affected students. While in communication with the responding officer from the Barbados Police Service, it was revealed that injuries were sustained by two students traveling in the PSV and two students traveling in the other vehicle involved in the accident. The ministry will continue to monitor the progress of the injured students and offer any further support as required. We take this time to urge everyone to exercise the greatest care and attention when traversing our roads in order to minimize these unfortunate incidents.
That's the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. And finally, the U.S. Immigration Agency, whose officers have been involved in two fatal shootings in Minneapolis, has said it is sending agents to help support American security operations during the Winter Olympics, which start in Italy on the 6th of February. Confirmation of the agency's role came from an Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, after reports prompted alarm and anger in Italy. An ICE spokesman stressed that all security operations will remain under Italian authority. Our top stories. DLP leader Ralph Thorne raises concerns over the electoral process on nomination day across Barbados. Meantime, the incumbent Member of Parliament for St. John, Charles Griffith of the Barbados Labour Party, told the gathering that there have been few issues in the parish as he addressed voter apathy. The Anglican Bishop of Barbados, the Right Reverend Michael Maxwell, calls on politicians to uphold dignity and respect this election season. One person seriously injured after an accident with a public service vehicle and another motor car, which triggered a mass casualty response at Ashford in St. Thomas this morning. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website, starcomnetwork.net, for updates.